Live from Studio 89 in Chicago, from the Cell to Wrigley and across the Great Midwest, it's another big hour where Chicago comes to talk with Don, Wade, and Roma on the Big 89.
Paul Harris filling in for Don, Wade, and Roma this morning. Thanks for listening. Our big story this morning is Mayor Daley's Olympic guarantee yesterday in Switzerland, giving the International Olympic Committee the financial guarantee it was seeking to keep us in the running as an Olympic city for 2016, the next summer games that are up for bid. John Cass has been writing about this in the Chicago Tribune and joins me now here on the Big 89. Welcome to WLS, John.
Good morning, Paul, and just to set the record straight, the story was broken by Tribune reporter Phil Hirsch, who was with the mayor in Switzerland, when the mayor decided to go back on his promise and basically, you know, sign all our lives away for the Olympics.
Explain that promise. It was 3 years ago.
He said that there would be absolutely no taxpayer money used, which no one believed anyway, but at least it was a little fiction that mollified some of the media outlets cheerleading for the Olympics. And then the other day, he basically reversed his promise and signed away, basically city revenues, put city money up to guarantee, you know, any losses. So if there are any big losses beyond his insurance policy, which I'm sure we're paying for, and I don't know who sold the insurance, but I know his brother Johnny sells insurance. we're going to, the city of Chicago and most likely the Cook County and the rest of Illinois will end up paying some money.
Wonder what the commission is on a $500 million private insurance policy. It's got to be a couple of bucks.
I'm sure if you and I had had that commission, we wouldn't be waking up early in the morning to do radio.
That's probably true.
Know, right? So
explain to me then how the mayor and the other supporters of this whole Olympic movement, the Chicago 2016 crowd, can say we're going to bring them here and it won't cost you anything. What is this public-private partnership and can it possibly work?
Well, what it means is it's like I said, a convenient fiction to allow reporters and editors and news organizations to cheerlead for the Olympics that nobody really wants. I mean, I haven't met anyone who really wants the Olympics.
No.
If you're connected, if you're politically connected, if you've got a concrete company, or if you're if you're one of the favored few that do waste hauling, if you've got trucks from Bridgeport, you know the mayor and the guys from Chinatown, maybe, you know, you're for it. But, you know, I don't know who wants it. Who wants the congestion, the traffic, all the other stuff that goes along with it? And what you pointed out earlier before I came on in the last segment, all these other places that have had it, this only lasts for about a couple weeks?
Yeah, it's less than a month.
So why are we... We can't pay our bills. The city can't pay its bills. They're taxing people to death. I call him, King Shortshanks because I saw Braveheart and I really liked it, but his legs are short and he's not like the Longshanks guy. And I just can't believe that people are just put up with it.
Do you think a big part of this push is because we've got a Chicagoan in the White House?
Well, the Chicagoan in the White House promised everyone that he was going to transcend the old politics as we knew it.
Yeah.
But what it looks like to me is that, you know, the White House is back in the mayor's bed. They really want him to get it. If he gets it, he's going to be King Kong. I mean, he'll be more powerful than ever, because all this Olympics thing really was about to begin with was not about the Olympics, but about coalescing the business community and the power players together behind him at a moment when he was really vulnerable and weak after a series of corruption investigations.
But John, we're going to...
Remember, he was really low, and all of a sudden, they started talking Olympics. So that was the deal.
But John, we're going to end up with a world-class swimming and diving facility.
and they're going to tear it down in about 2 days, right?
I mean, what?
I don't get it. What? All right, so they get an L. They get maybe a couple L stations, maybe, you know, so help with the rapid transit. But is that worth what they're doing to the city and
moving?
You know, if they want to have, if you want Paris, where all the poor people live in the suburbs and all the rich people live in the city, then you know what? Why don't you go to Paris? Just live there. Why doesn't he just move there and become mayor of Paris?
You know, I had an argument. I had an argument a few years ago with a friend of mine who really wanted to host the Super Bowl. You know,
And
of course it's ridiculous in the winter to even talk about this sort of thing. But I had to explain to him, as a broadcaster, I've had the privilege of going to the Super Bowl. And you know what's really good about the Super Bowl? Sitting at home and watching it for free on TV. Same thing with the Olympics. You can still enjoy the Olympic experience without any of the hassles if they do it in Madrid or Tokyo or Rio. We don't need them here.
Plus, you know, the whole thing with the 2016 committee, I wrote a column earlier this week. It's the wrong committee. I have my own committee, the Chicago Way 2016 committee.
Yeah.
And that's with a bunch of all the, you know, let's get all the corrupt, the outfit bosses, the corrupt politicians who take their orders, all the corrupt contractors and weasels. Let them be the voice of Chicago dealing with the Olympic Committee, the International Olympic Committee, because they're the ones who really know how to do it. They know how to do it right. And what are we talking about here but basically a license for the connected people to make a lot of money and for the rest of us to pay for it, and then what? Not be able to drive through our own city or through our own region.
And then eventually, I mean, when you do get tickets, they'll be for an early round weightlifting event. Woohoo!
One of the deals they're trying to do, they want to build some sort of shooting, you know, for ranges for shooting and all that.
Yeah.
We already have those. There are different like shooting facilities out far in the suburbs. And in the rest of Illinois, why don't they just drive over there to do it? I mean, why build a shooting range and then, for, I don't know, $50 million where Joe Bag of Donuts gets the contract and his idiot brother-in-law gets to clean it up? Why don't we just use the facilities that already exist? That's what's really, you know, this is just another corruption deal. Okay, it's another, you know, ham-handed way to take money from some people and give it to others. And just wake up, Chicago, okay? Look at the parking meters. They're digging in their pockets for quarters that they don't have to pay the parking meters. Well, if we can't even have, if the parking meters are so high and the sales tax is high, property tax is high, we're laying people off. City services are shutting down. What the heck are we talking about having Olympics for?
I agree 100%, John. Well said. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me, and I hope you tune in and watch that video tomorrow in the Tribune.com where you'll learn how to cook ribs for Father's Day.
Okay, good. I look forward to it. John Cass, columnist for the Chicago Tribune, with Paul Harris doing the Don Wade and Roma Show on the Big 89 WLS.